You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Beats and Eats. I am your host, Nicole, and, you know, each week I'm here on a Thursday afternoon from 1 to 2 playing dope beats, chatting with dope people who are doing amazing things in these streets, and I talk about food every now and then, for the most part. Friends, the heat wave has officially left the building, and today I was not impressed in the morning, but I went out for coffee with my colleagues this afternoon, and it's actually not so bad, so I'm not upset about it because the sun is still with us, and we have no precipitation at this point, so I'm here for it. I do have a bunch of things to share today on the show. I have an interview that I recorded with Lincoln, who's the artistic director of Black Music Month Vancouver, and we had a really good conversation. I also have another Sled Island-inspired music set from artists that I actually did get a chance to check out or meet for the first time, and then I'm going to have a little bit of food talk because I was in Calgary for Sled Island this past weekend, and I'm going to give a shout out to some spots that I had a bite at that I enjoyed and that I do enjoy frequenting whenever I'm in the city. But before I get into things, I do want to share a song that I stumbled on in the TikTok streets. So I love TikTok for my scrolling pleasure. And I love it just for the random things that pop up on my FYP page, but mostly because of some of the music that pops up in my feed, which I have created the algorithm brick by brick and have stumbled on some really awesome music. And so I found a song popped up in my feed, which I am officially obsessed with. The track is called Everybody Wanna Be in Love by Calvin Fallow. And Calvin Fallow is a South African amapiano pioneer, songwriter, and producer shaping the global sound of African dance music. Calvin gives us a sound that could uplift my spirits instantly. So I feel like if I'm going to be feeling in a funk in future, I am going to play this track, and I'm sure my energy is going to change instantly. So let's take a listen to Everybody Wanna Be in Love.
tune in to Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous, every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
Want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
Hello, 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 and we're back. I hope you enjoyed Everybody Want to Be in Love before the break. And okay, so Sled Island recap. Last weekend, I played a Sled Island set with some artists that I had planned to check out, but I didn't get to see all of the artists on the list that I played last week. But I did get to check out some incredible shows, some of which were on the list. And plus it was such a good time in Calgary. For me, Calgary is always a good time. When I lived there, I had like such a awesome social life and all the things. So Sled Island was, no different. It was a really good time. On Friday night, when I was in town, I saw Calgary band Salt Horse at the Palomino, and they were absolutely amazing. Last week, I shared an interview that I did with them, so it was like just so good to like see them live. And when I got to the Palomino, I had actually arrived a little bit early, so I caught the synth pop punk band Parisian Orgy, and I really enjoyed their sound. And then come to find out that a friend of mine went to elementary school with them, so that was a great fun fact. And then on Saturday, I made my way to the Ship and Anchor for T-Fanny's show. It was an amazing 40-minute set with other artists joining T, including Junior T, Kinde, and BK1. And then on Sunday, I checked out the band Shy Friend at the Palomino, and I ended the night at Sweet Loretta Bar for the Flytrap Weapons of Mass Creation album release party. One of the best shows that I've been to, because it was like a full-on funk band and it was just a vibe. It was literally a vibe. So to kick off this Sled Island set, I am actually going to start off with a song that I had the privilege of hearing live last Sunday night, and the track is Straight to the Moon. It is the Moog Gravy Mix featuring Flytrap, and this is from Sergeant and Comrade. And if you listen to Beats and Eats, you'll know that Sergeant and Comrade came to the station and had a conversation live. So it is great to not only have had the opportunity of chatting with them, but to see them perform live. So let's take a listen.
Y'all keeping it chill. I'm keeping it cool. Going straight to the moon. Straight to the moon. I got the moon. Just watch what I do. To the moon. Now we're gonna get our break it tonight.
You wanna get our break on tonight. Yeah, we're gonna get our break on tonight.
rat race. Handshakes with apes going to the moon, out of space. Can you keep up with the pace? I'm first place. I jump off, I blast off, I launch off. Going high.
Maybe you could have it. thus far. You are so. You made me feel gold. I'd rather lose all my control. It's a dive into danger.
What you say?
So what?
What you want?
You saying I'm high and working.
no contract. Just sit in and we be bars, bars, business owners. Bars, bars, business owners. Bars, bars, business owners. Bars, bars, business owners. Bruh, I'm busy. So what? You saying I'm high and working. No contract.
Tell me that you'll see me at award shows.
Uh-huh.
That's something I already know. Yeah, I'd love to open that for you on a world tour. Okay. But I'm flipping fans, so you know. I could take a lot of ish, but watch how I use the soil and I grow from it. I'm off this set, about to take off. COVID, everybody got laid off. But watch how these business owners decided, like, nah. We get in that bag no matter how much we fall. Work for who? Work for what? At least my feet are neon, as long as I don't have to work for you. And I'll treat my crew better, too.
Sure.
Whatever I gotta do, huh? I'm busy.
What you
so what? You singing? I'm high and working. No contract. The city. We need them bars, 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 business owners. Bars, bars, business owners. Bars, bars, business owners. Bars, bars, business owners. Bruh, I'm busy. So what? You singing? I'm high and working. No contract. The city. We need them bars, bars, business owners. Bars, bars, business owners.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Beats and Eats. You've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. Let's go through what we heard in our first Sled Island set. Starting off with Sergeant and Comrade, we had Straight to the Moon. It was the Gravy Mix featuring Flytrap, followed by Kinday with their track Patient, and Junia T gave us the track Ooh-wee, and that was featuring Elijah Dax, and T Fanny gave us the track BBBO. That's one of my favorite tracks from them. And then finally, we ended the set with BK1 with the track Drink to This. Now we are going to take a listen to a conversation that I had with Lincoln with Fade to Black Entertainment Society, as well as the Black Music Month Vancouver. I'm definitely going to be including links and such to tickets and all the things that we chat about. But the Black Music Month Vancouver starts tomorrow, June 26th, and it goes until June 27th, and it celebrates the rich contributions of Black Canadians to music, dance, art, and food. So let's take a listen.
This is Nicole Hines with CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, and I'm here with Lincoln, Artistic Director of Black Music Month Vancouver. The Black Music Month Vancouver Festival is taking place on June 26th to 27th, and it is in its ninth year, creating a space for artists to showcase their music and share their cultural mosaic. So, Lincoln, thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful, beautiful day.
Yeah, no, I thought I'd take it outside because, yes, you know, I was inside all day. When it's out in Vancouver, you better go get that.
You better go get that sun. You better go get that sun.
There's no guarantee on this coast.
Absolutely.
It ebbs and flow. You know, it's hard to be a weatherman in this town.
Absolutely. So, well, I'm so glad that you had the time to chat with me, because I'd love to hear more about Black Music Month Vancouver Festival. I know it's in its ninth year. So could you share a bit about the festival?
Well, the festival started in the city, so it started back in 2009.
Okay.
And then it became, you know, a consistent yearly event. Okay. And then it went through this period of joy. It was great timing to have this kind of Black unity here in the city, because we were always looking to other cities for those kind of, and still do, for those kind of solidarity. Mm-hmm. And it brought out a lot of people that, you know, was apprehensive about the scene at the time.
What could somebody who's never been before, what would you say that, you know, they could expect?
Well, it's holistic. Mm-hmm. It's not just one dimensional, looking at person and creating music on a stage. We have all these artisans that have surrounded us. That's the thing. We started in a club, and now we're like 2 days, 3 days at our max. So it grew. Yeah, Saturday I want to big up, because I want people to come out for the workout, the drum workout.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have Temba Tana, amazing South African drummer.
Oh, right on.
He's really popular in Japan now. He's world renowned, and with him, Albert Smith, another world renowned drummer. He's played with Nina Simone.
Awesome.
Those two guys are going to be doing a workshop, you know,
awesome.
Because they say, Links, for you, we're gonna do it. Because they haven't been out. They haven't done anything.
Right.
And then after that, we have flamenco, black flamenco. Okay. So these ladies are following the African flamenco traditions. They're from Cuba.
Okay.
And they're doing a Afro-Cuban rumba workout.
Right on.
Movement. And so that's why when I get back to that word about what to expect, it's very holistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our festival is not just about music. Music is just a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like hip hop. There's many elements to our festival.
Mm-hmm.
We have the food, we have the jerk, we have this year we have Texas smoke, Louisiana smoked.
Okay.
Barbecue.
Right on.
This brother Mike, he's been around for years. We're rocking the two headliners is Afro Punk.
Okay.
We opening with Afro Punk.
Right on.
The OBGMs,
yeah.
They're touring right now. They're gonna oh man, we gotta come up for that.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to expect.
Yeah.
We're going off on a different branch this year. And then counter that Saturday, we got DJ Demir. We got the second stage. Now we started the second stage last year when we were broke. And this is the hustler stage. So we got a lot of hustlers doing their R&B,
nice.
Doing their hip hop. We got like Hard Body coming in, teaching with Bars Without Borders.
Yeah.
Okay, and that right. series. Yeah, and then the vendors, you know, you got Essie, you got Iboki, we got a fine artist from Nigeria, amazing work. $20 and you got over 30 artists.
Yeah.
Not to mention the artisans, the vendor, the artists, the fine artists, the cooks, the chefs in their
right.
trucks.
Right.
Everybody's an artist and they're doing their art form and they appreciate you guys coming. And we're outside.
Yes.
And we're at a refurbished motel.
Yes.
Right at 6th and Main.
Yes. It's
where the two buildings, the two pointy buildings. Every city has one of those.
Yes.
You know, that was the architecture back then. But yeah.
Okay.
So we're uptown. Nothing taken away from World Cup. World Cup people want to come through.
Yes.
Man, you're going to get mad love over here because you'll see that there's a community of people of color.
Absolutely.
That are rocking it up on the hill. So,
yes.
You know, mm-hmm. try to make your way up. And I
love
can't
that.
Say enough.
I love that. I'm really, really looking forward to this. I am also going to put ways to connect to Fade to Black Entertainment Society as well in
mm-hmm.
the show notes so that people can also get connected with you and just follow some of the other projects and endeavors that you may have going on forward in the, you know,
yeah.
coming months. And
yeah, we got the book. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, we got
okay.
the Love James.
Oh, see, look at that.
The Love
Great
James.
Plug.
You know, you remember the Love Jones?
I do.
That's the rebirth. I started the Love Jones with a couple other, like Marlo Brown, a brother. He's doing things in the poetry world.
Yep.
And we started this thing 2 years ago. This is our third year in the Black Library. There's a Black Library here in Chinatown,
mm-hmm.
right? And we brought in all these poets and it was the offshoot of a Love Jones that we were doing the year before,
right
where
on.
We'd get poems to and then we'd do a month, like this is Malcolm X, so we do the Malcolm X month, and everybody be slamming, that's what we call it, slamming. The film festival in November.
Awesome.
So we have three programs, and that's VBIF, so the Vancouver Independent Film Festival, and that's in our sixth year.
Awesome.
At the Culch, you know, give a shout out to the Culch for giving us some love, because nobody wanted to give us some love when I started. And they were like, why are you doing this? And I was like, really? So, you know, now we're 6 years in, and we have some amazing, I get about over 500 films. Submissions are going on now. So check the website, ftbe.eventive.org, because yeah, it's like, I was amazed how much black people are making films out there.
I love it.
I was just like, I was blown away. So that's the future.
That is the future. You know? That is the future.
So, and we had Afrofuturism last year. So this is where we are.
Well, Lincoln, we have come to a close. I just want to thank you so much for joining me today. And listeners, I'm going to put all of the links, all of the ways to get connected, including tickets for, you know what I mean, June 26th and 27th. And if you can't make it both days, at least come out to the Saturday. I think that's going to be really beneficial.
I tell you what, we'll do a just because of the show, we'll do a bonus tickets for whoever mentions, I guess, Nicole's name or your show.
Awesome.
And you'll get a bonus email, Fade to Black Production at Gmail. And yeah, I'll get you a bonus.
Awesome. I'll put that in our show notes.
$10
as well.
Off.
$10 off. I love it.
$10, you're going to get in for the whole day.
100%. All right. Well, thank you so much, Lincoln. I appreciate your time.
All right.
And enjoy the sunshine.
Enough blessings. You don't know.
Something curious. Something cultural. Something unserious. Sometimes serious. Something mundane. Something everyday. Though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday. From 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Hi, I'm Chef Robert Rainford. Nearly 1 in 3 black children in Canada goes hungry while food gets thrown away. The Food Security Fund is changing that. Led by Support Black Charities, the plan is to build a better pathway from community gardens to nutritious meals through local food hubs. This isn't just charity. This is community infrastructure. Join us and build a better future for black families to have consistent, dignified access to good food. Join us at foodsecurityfund.ca. Contribute today. Thank you.
Hello, and welcome back to Beats and Eats. Before the break, you heard my conversation with Lincoln with Fade to Black Entertainment and Black Music Month Vancouver. As I mentioned before I aired our conversation, I will include links for tickets. And there is that incentive that you heard about, the fact that you can get a bonus $10 off your ticket if you send an email to fadetoblackproduction@gmail.com and say that you heard about the Black Music Month Vancouver 2026 event on Beats and Eats with your host, Nicole. So I will definitely put all those details in today's show notes. And okay, so before I get into my next set, I do want to talk a little bit about some of the food that I had in Calgary. Calgary has a great food scene, and I didn't really, like, I was there for music, so I didn't really make food the huge focus. But I did stop by some fun spots. Back in the day when I lived in Calgary, I had a food business. It was called Wings and Tings, and so I love wings. And I have a habit of ordering wings whenever I'm out and about for food, especially, you know, if it's snack and evening vibes. So I went to a spot called Blanco in Kensington, and I had their salt and pepper wings. They were pretty good. They weren't my fave, but I'll give them like a good 7.5 out of 10 for that. And for breakfast, Kensington, that neighborhood has like some really awesome spots for breakfast. I love a good breakfast sandwich, and I had a really great one at Higher Ground. It was just like an egg and bacon, cheese, that type of vibe, but it was really good. And then I also had a sausage and egg wrap Recommended, highly recommended by my son and his girlfriend at DeVille, and that was delightful. I will definitely go back for that rap again. They really, really did their big one on that. And then at the Palomino, if you have been there for music, you should also know that they have, it's like a great spot for barbecue and slow smoked meats. I've eaten there many times over and it is absolutely delightful. The only spot that I was like planning to go to, and then I was going to go on the Monday, but the weather was just so much colder than my body wanted to accept, so I didn't bother venturing out there. But when I'm back in town, I'm going to check out Jamaica Grill at the Marlboro Mall. I've heard great things about it. I've also seen them on TikTok, and I definitely want to check them out because people have been saying good things. So when I am back in summertime, when it's a bit more like, I know I was there for summer solstice and the first day of summer, but when they're really knee deep in summer, I will return and check them out. So in my next set, I am going to be playing some tracks that I stumbled on in our digital library that really are speaking to me. They felt like a really good vibe. So I am going to kind of, you know, play a few songs that I hope you enjoy.
There's a butterfly effect, 'cause I feel my heartbeat climb. The moonlight cuts through. Why our friends are all inside. I hear my dog, my head is so cloudy.
Never let go. Just feel the vibes from your head to your toe. Yeah, man, honey, cook an ass, man. Show you. Think, night, night. And I'll force and fight, yeah. Fight.
Hello, hello, hello. And can you believe it? We are pretty much at the end of the show. Thank you so much for joining me on, Beats and Eats. I always love hanging out with you every week. And I hope you enjoyed some of the tracks that I was able to stumble on in our library. Next up, we've got Sebastian with a live open mic today. And don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Beats and Eats BC. So the last track that I'm going to play out with is Eat the Beat by Virgin Prudes. As you know, I try to do this as often as I can. And here we go. See you next week.
Hello, hello.